Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Andrew Shaw with you. You've probably noticed the quality of local roads has slipped a bit recently, and now's the chance to add your two cents in on the issue. James Williams from the RACV says their new My Country Road survey provides motorists the opportunity to have their say about the conditions of local roads, and
it is also an opportunity for motorists in regional Victoria to let RACV know what they think of electric vehicles and barriers to uptake, including access to electric vehicle charging.
Warnings for blue-green algae around the Broken River and Broken Creek have now been lifted. Goulburn Murray Water confirming levels of the hazardous algae have reduced. Warnings were first issued at the start of February. Exciting times for Gippsland's employers and job seekers, with preparations well underway for the Gippsland Jobs Expo. It's kicking off at Traralgon Town Hall today and will be a good opportunity for students, graduates and even those looking for a change of careers. Latrobe Mayor Darren Howe says it's shaping up to be quite the event.
At the moment, we've got approximately 40 businesses that have registered to attend. We've also got representation from the local university, Federation University, and possibly Federation TAFE as well.
Accused Gippsland murderer Erin Patterson will face court earlier than expected, returning for a special mention on April 22. And a fortunate escape for an elderly man in Tatura yesterday, despite being hit by a car in the main street. He'd reportedly been crossing near the Walsh Street intersection at the time, but police have told the Shep News he was uninjured and walked away from the scene. Gippsland Stars take to the court once again tonight, facing off with City West Falcons. The Stars' one and only win so far has come against fellow newcomers Bendigo. Coach Joe Ballinger says that was a well-fought game.
We were very excited about that win. We got ahead early. The last quarter was pretty tough, but we kept our heads above water and we were able to come out with the win.
And better luck for the Goulburn Valley Suns juniors compared to the seniors, the under-13s claiming North Geelong scalp at the City Cup.